Yeah, I want to just thank the county commission for letting us be on the agenda today. The reason I just asked to come on was, I did realize here, your meeting 2 weeks ago, that there was some discussion about response from our agency, response from state radio, response from the sheriff's department, response from the local dispatch center. So I just wanted to come in, just maybe just clear up a little bit some of the questions that, I guess, after listening to the News Dakota recording of the commission meeting last week, I just wanted to come in and just kind of maybe just answer some questions if you had some questions. But prior to that, I'd like to maybe just make a statement if I could do that. And if there's some questions after that, I'd be happy to stay here as long as needed to answer those questions of the commission or from the public or whoever has those questions. I guess I'm not sure how these meetings run. So I don't really want to monopolize your time, but I just have a statement I'd like to read here, just a few things, some notes that I took down. Just to kind of go through a few things to kind of explain, I guess, where our agency is coming from, and maybe just speak a little bit for North Dakota State Radio. I have asked Captain Kyle Turnus, who's my supervisor out of Devil's Lake, to be here today. And then Mike Link, who's the director of North Dakota State Radio, is here as well. And if they have some statements, maybe they can make those at the end. Or if you have some questions of both of those individuals, you could ask them when we're done here as well. So I'm here to answer those questions from last week. Also, like to just speak for our own agency. I know there were some things that were said at the last commission meeting. Maybe some. I know we had a meeting a couple months ago after the Justin Tangen incident. But kind of just speak for my own agency, our own agency, how we respond to things. So, our agency, the North Dakota Highway Patrol, obviously we're out there, we're visible. We have those clean white cars that are out there on a day-to-day basis. The vision of our agency is public safety through quality service. So we really force that down the throats of our troopers. We're going to be out there providing a quality service to our public because we serve the citizens of North Dakota. We serve the citizens of the communities that we live in, and we really want to provide that public safety through that quality service. And our mission every day is to make a difference and by providing that high quality law enforcement. And obviously there's 53 counties in North Dakota. There's hundreds of communities in North Dakota. There's only about 150 North Dakota state troopers. So we have to work with our local agencies to make sure we provide that quality service, because a trooper can't be everywhere all the time. And we have about 1,200 law enforcement officers in North Dakota, and we all have to work together. I think if you think of things that happened out in Morton County last year in 2016, it takes a community approach to be able to battle some of the battles that we have in the law enforcement community, and we need to do that together. Our agency provides 24-hour coverage, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We have troopers that are working either on the road or they're on call and can be able to respond. Again, there's 150 of us, roughly 155 of us, that are out working on the roadway, and we can't be out there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Like, give you an example, here in Valley City, there's one trooper here right now. I have one trooper that works out of Barnes County, and Barnes County isn't his only responsibility. We don't have a trooper in Griggs County, we don't have a trooper in Steele County, we don't have a trooper in other counties around here. And so they're working in many different communities throughout their shifts when they're out there working. But we always have a response. If there's a response that's needed in Barnes County, I don't have a trooper working here. There might be a trooper that's working in Fargo, there might be a trooper that's working in Lemoore, Oaks, Jamestown, Carrington, that will always respond. And if there's not somebody out, our dispatch center, which is North Dakota State Radio, will call a trooper out to come and respond. And we'll always do that. I can think of only a few times maybe when we haven't been able to respond, and it's usually because of weather. You just cannot physically get through someplace on the interstate system or wherever it might be to get help to somebody. But we don't forget about those people, and once it's clear, we go and help them. But we're always ready, willing, and able to respond. What I've asked our local troopers is we always monitor our state radio dispatchers, because that is our primary dispatch center. But I've asked them also to monitor our local PSAP center. So like Stutsman County has one, Barnes County has one, Richland County has one, Trail County has one, and Cass County has one. Cass County is a combined dispatch center between North Dakota and Minnesota, but I've asked our troopers to monitor those. And it's specifically in this area for Stutsman and Barnes County, because in the past, and I'm not sure after the commission meeting today what decisions will be made about how things will be dispatched, but we monitor those channels because a lot of times things are primarily dispatched through those local PSAPs, and which is good, because I think the quicker a radio call can be put out there, the quicker somebody, a law enforcement officer, can respond to that, the quicker response you have for those citizens that we do serve. Again, there's not always somebody working in Barnes County. There's not always somebody within the range of the Barnes County channel to be able to hear that call. There are times when our troopers can hear the call, but they can't respond just because of radio issues. But if they can hear it, they're going to try and respond. And again, it's to provide this that assistance to those citizens that we, we're a citizen-led society. If, you know, as a commissioner, you have to get the votes of the citizens, no different than law enforcement. We have to have the support of the citizens to be able to do our job. Our agency will respond to any calls that need addressing. It doesn't matter if it's on a state highway, if it's on a local highway, if it's the federal system. We've worked great with the sheriff's department. If they need help at a domestic, if there's a bad crash that happens in one of the local communities or on one of the local roadways, we're always willing to respond and come and assist. And I want to continue doing that because, again, we can't do this job alone. I think with the sheriff's department, there's six deputies total with the sheriff. You know, there's only one trooper here, but we all need to work together. You know, Valley City PD is a small department. We all need to, again, work together. North Dakota is a very rural state. There are some large agencies, but they're very few and far between. Most of them are really small, and it takes a team effort to get things done. Obviously, emergency versus non-emergency calls, there's a little different response, but it doesn't matter. Every call is an important call. There is no minor call, because you never know what type of, if we have a reckless driver call or we have a motorist assist, you never know what it might turn into. There could be, you know, we've had incidences where there's been a murder. We've responded to a what we thought was just a traffic crash and there was a murder that happened out by Bismarck. There might be a human trafficking case that's going on. There could be a drug runners. There could be all kinds of sorts of things, just even on what some people would maybe consider a minor call. So they all are important, and they're all very important to the person that's calling it in. If somebody calls 911 or they call the local dispatch number, they're calling for a reason because they think it's important. And that's the most important thing in that person's life probably at that point in time, whether it's a crash or if they've got a blown tire or they see somebody weaving down the road. They think that's an important call. So it needs a response. And what we've told our troopers is that you need to respond, and we'll always respond. So you know, one thing is that there are emergency calls versus non-emergency calls, but all calls are very important. And again, our agency will always assist other agencies, whether it's they're asking for the assistance or we just know that we need to roll and assist them. And we'll continue to do that. We do that statewide. Just for an example of what we've done with one trooper in Barnes County in this year. So since January 1st of this year, we have a record management system. And part of that record management system, every time that we have, let's say, an activity in Barnes County, so I make a traffic stop, I go to a crash, I do a highway assist, we've done over 1,500 different events in Barnes County since the first of the year. So roughly that's almost 275, if I'm doing my math right, I think, you know, whatever that, I guess, I'm not a math wizard here. So whatever that equals out to be, it's roughly about six and a half different events that we're doing in Barnes County every day. That's with one trooper. So it just shows that our agency, that we're not forgetting about Barnes County. We're here with our other troopers coming in here and working as well to try and assist the citizens that are passing through. And obviously, with I-94 coming through Barnes County, it's a busy road. I mean, we all drive that road, and we know how busy it can be. And you know, those 1,500 events involve all kinds of different calls. They involve all highways and locations. And I can think of times when our troopers are responding, helping the local sheriff's office at calls. We're taking some of those crashes on those roadways that maybe technically aren't state or federal highways, but it doesn't matter to us. We're going to respond, provide that service to the citizens that we've sworn to serve. And again, a trooper is always ready, willing, and able to serve. We always have somebody on call, and they'll always respond. It might take a short time to get a hold of them, but they will respond, and they'll make their way to whatever that call is. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, what our response is. And I'll just touch on our dispatching and what kind of the expectations we have. Is that our agency, you know, we monitor both local and the state channels, and we'll respond on those as long as we have that range to be able to communicate with those stations. One thing to remember is that all calls that come in, whether it's the Barnes County dispatch or state radio, all those radio calls and all the phone calls are all recorded. Everything's recorded. So if you ever have a question about the response from for a specific incident, a specific phone call, and I'm not sure what the records retention on that, maybe Director Link or I think Sue Lloyd's back here too, if they have some questions about the records retention on that. But all those calls are recorded, and they're recorded for austerity purposes. So if there is ever a question about a response from somebody, it's recorded for whatever time period, so you can go back and you can review that. And there's times when we need to do that for certain incidents. And it's there, and it actually works really, really well. So I guess I was a little perplexed when I listened to the recording from News Dakota that, you know, there was some question about whether or not state radio is broadcasting things, or that the Highway Patrol is monitoring their local channels, or if the local dispatch center is forwarding things to state radio. You can go and look, research those things up, and you can see. And you'll, if you do that research, you'll see that all those calls that come in, and there's times when I'm out working and you hear a call and you're like, why is somebody calling that in? It doesn't matter to state radio. I know it doesn't matter to the local dispatch center. If they receive a call, they broadcast it, because that's their duty. And it's our duty to respond to those things. And again, we'll continue to assist the Valley City PD, Barnes County on a continuing basis. You know, whether that is, whatever the decisions are made on how things are going to be broadcast over the radio here, you know, for our agency, we're going to respond. But whether it's we're monitoring the local channels, we respond to the local channels, or if something just gets directly sent to state radio, we'll respond through our state radio channels as well. And you know, if you have some questions about some of those things about state radio, again, Director Link is here. So just in conclusion, again, I don't want to take up a lot of your time, and you probably do have some questions. You know, when the public is seeking assistance, if somebody from the public calls, they want a response. And they don't care who responds. They just want somebody with a law enforcement badge to respond if they're calling for a law enforcement response. Could be a game warden, could be a high patrol trooper, could be a sheriff's department employee, could be a PD officer, could be a parole and probation officer, could be any, it doesn't matter what sworn employee it is. They want a response, and they want a quick and effective response. That's what they're looking for, and I know that's what I expect out of the troopers that work for me. I expect them to give the citizens that response, because if we don't have the support of the citizens, you know, obviously our agency is going to shrink. We're not going to have, you know, there's going to be no need for law enforcement if we're not going to provide the citizens that response. So I want to continue to work with the Sheriff's Department here. Again, there's 15 counties that I kind of supervise troopers over, and we want to continue to work with all of them and the police departments that are included in those counties. Because we're partners. We have to be partners to get the job done when we talk about the law enforcement response that needs to be happening out there. And some of the good best examples of why we need to have that teamwork is, obviously we talked about the protest activity that happened out in Morton County last year into this year. You know, the Barnes County Sheriff's Office was a part of that response, and it was great to see, when I was out there, it was great to see that response from across North Dakota coming together and to have a nice effective response. But another example is, as Wells County lost their sheriff's department. With the surrounding counties and our agency, we provided law enforcement services in there into that county. And again, it's just another example of our agency just being willing to assist the citizens out there, because we want to provide that quality service. And I think if you think in our recent history here in Barnes County, as you think some of the flooding back 09 through 11 when we had the bad flooding, the High Patrol was here helping. And we're going to continue to provide that help in those situations that require that. And I know our troopers are supportive of working with all the local law enforcement officers, and will continue to be that way. So,
commissioners, questions? We'll start on wherever. Cindy?
A question. Is there certain things HP has to take over? And I'm reflecting back to when we had that airplane crash. Randy covered it until, did you come that night?
I think there's I don't think there's any requirement that the law says that the Highway Patrol has to do this or the Highway Patrol has to do that. There are some certain limitations that our agency has through the North Dakota Sentry Code. The North Dakota Highway Patrol has law enforcement jurisdiction on any public roadway, and then any state or owned or leased property. That's where we have our primary jurisdiction. We can also provide emergency assistance on private property. So that's where when the PDs or the SOs call and they need assistance at a domestic, or there's an assault going on in the bar, whatever it might be, that's where we can provide that assistance. But our primary jurisdiction through our state law is the state highways, or not the state, shouldn't say the state highways, any public roadway, and then state owned and leased property. And then in addition to that, we provide that emergency assistance anytime that it's needed.
I guess I had a question for Director Link. I think it's coming down to procedure here.
Yep.
And I kind of want your opinion on it. The issue I think that I'm seeing in my head is that dispatch is calling for, before they go to state radio, they're making the call for any SO or PD or whatever HP to respond. And when no one responds, then they're going to state radio and asking the same question. State radio is then asking that same question, any SO, any HP, please respond. In your mind, what should be the procedure we do? Let's say there's an accident on the interstate. What would be the recommended procedure in your mind for our dispatch center? Who should they call for? Should they go straight to state radio and throw it out there, or should they start asking for local agencies first and then go to state radio? What are your thoughts, sir?
All the PSAPs in the state work together, and there are 24 of them that all work together. We all have the same procedures, basically, as far as response goes. It is life first, then property, then other things as far as calls go.
Okay.
So we prioritize those. So if we get a call of a injury accident, that takes priority over the rest of the calls, like a theft or something like that. Generally, as a PSAP goes, if you get a call here, they're getting that first call. Speed is of the essence for those callers. So the faster we can get a response to them, the better off we are. So even if it's in a zone, if they've got radio coverage within the county, we would like them to broadcast their local units first to see if somebody will respond. They can always call state radio at the same time if they have enough help. They just call on the phone, and then we broadcast for other units. Everything at state radio is driven by SOP, standard operating procedures. And we have a standard operating procedure for these cases. And I actually have it here. But because state radio handles primary dispatch for 24 of the 53 counties, we need a standard procedure so that we, all the dispatch, all of my staff knows exactly what they have to do in every case. And we very seldom ever vary from that because it seems to get us in trouble. These are proven procedures that we have for this.
Just a quick question. Does Sue have those? Does Sue have a copy of that? Does
dispatch? She sure can get. I don't know if she does or not.
We have our call handling guide.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So some dispatch centers have their own guide. We were willing to share what we have, but sometimes ours are specific. This one happens to be, has to do with the HP callouts. So generally our process is that if an accident happens on state property or a primary response for the highway patrol, we will broadcast them to see if there's any units out. If there's not a unit out, of course, speed is of the essence to get somebody there. So we will call the local dispatch and say, do you happen to have anybody out that could respond to this call? If they do not, then we call an on-call person from the highway patrol to respond. So we'll get somebody out to get there, and they're very willing to do that. On an all call basis, if there isn't a local agency that is able to respond. Again, in our mind, it's all about getting there first and who can get there first.
So your recommendation is that a call comes in, there's an accident on Highway 1, the first thing the dispatch center should do is use the local system and say any SOHP available on the local system, and then immediately go to state radio and ask them to broadcast to. Is that the procedure you'd like us to do? I'm just asking your opinions.
We can go by process, but really every situation gears itself is getting somebody there first. So in some cases, it'd be good if there's a local officer that's out in the area to go to the scene. If it's a highway patrol jurisdictional or highway patrol wants to take that call, then dispatch can still get back and ask if there's a highway patrol in the area, or they can call us and say, have you got a highway patrolman? This officer needs some help. And I know that they will respond.
Yeah, I think that's what we talked about before, is that I visit with Sue too, is like speed is of the essence. And there, you know, Director Link was talking about there are 24 other dispatch centers across North Dakota. And do all of them do it exactly the same? No. I mean, if you think about Cass County, they're a little bit different over there. Sutsman County and Barnes County, very similar how they dispatch things out through the local channel first. And again, speed is of the essence. Our units are monitoring those channels, so if we have someone that's available, they're going to respond and say they're going to be en route. Because again, the speed is of the essence. One of the problems we have over in Cass County does a little bit different. If it's a call on a state highway or the interstate system, they immediately call state radio and have state radio broadcast it. But one of the things we find over there is that call leg time can sometimes be anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes, because phone calls, and they're busy over there at their dispatch to get those phone calls. So if it's, you know, if it's a crash, it's not a big thing. It's not a huge issue because the crash is not going anywhere. But if it's let's say a drunk driver call or a call where time is of the essence to try and get to a location to try and intercept them, 5 and 10 minutes can make a big difference. And that 5 to 10 minute lag time sometimes means whether or not we find that vehicle or not.
We find that in people's lives, especially in an injury accident, 30 seconds is too long because they're in crisis and getting that phone call and getting somebody there right away is of the essence. So we want the fastest unit to get there, or the quickest unit, closest unit to get there to render first aid or whatever it happens to be from the start.
Any other questions?
Barnes County deputies are basically housed close to Valley City, and they don't work 24 hours. If there's an accident at Wimbledon at night, by the time they contact them, get them on the road and everything, it's 45 minutes. You know, and like you say, if your officer is in a different county, it's a long ways for them too. So there are times when we just can't get anybody there for better part of an hour, is what you're saying, no matter how we do it.
You know, I think that would be really unusual if it took that long for a trooper to get there. You know, it kind of depends upon the time of the crash and obviously weather conditions and things like that. But for the most part, once a crash happens and say I don't have a unit that's out working, once State Radio makes that phone call to that trooper to leave their home and go, it's going to be 7 to 10 minutes they're going to be on the road. And then if it's an emergency call, they'll be running lights and siren to get there. And depending upon how far it is, you know, you're talking, it could be sometimes maybe 45 minutes. It just depends upon where that crash is at.
There's no way we can do this on a matter of minutes.
Yes. And I think that's, you know, where our local, you know, fire departments and first responder units come into the play too, is that, you know, they a lot of times are going to have a lot quicker response than law enforcement can have, just because of sometimes we don't have law enforcement working, or the law enforcement officer might be 50 miles away. They might be on the opposite side of the county. Whereas that local first responder unit or something can actually have a response pretty quick and get somebody on scene. So, you know, it's not always just a law enforcement response that's needed. It's other agencies as well, whether it's an ambulance service or first responder. Again, just time is of the essence is kind of the theme here.
This brings up a concern that I'm kind of familiar with. An accident on 94, our local rural fire departments are generally there within 10 minutes. And they are expected to do the traffic control, for which they do the best they can, but they're really not trained for it. Is there something we can look down the road to give these people a little break? Or
we do rely on our local fire departments when they come, because obviously let's say the Sanborn Fire Department responds to something, they come in mass. I mean, there might be a dozen or more people that come, and there's how many different vehicles can come. And we're very appreciative of their response, because we need that on scene. And you know, if there's a crash that's happening, a lot of times it might be just one trooper that responds, and they're trying to investigate the crash, plus also have lights on scene to provide some traffic control. So we do rely on them. One thing that our agency does provide, and I'm not sure if the commission knows or the local other public safety agencies know, but it's called TIMS training, traffic incident management training, and we can provide that to the local fire departments and first responder units. And it gives them some different tools that they can think about when they're out there, and they say they have to provide some traffic control, how to use vehicles to block scenes, you know, what kind of equipment they should have out there to help get that traffic slowed down as it goes by those traffic crash scenes. But again, if we have a really bad crash, we're gonna mobilize our forces to come. But a lot of times, if we have a crash, it might be a one vehicle rollover on the interstate system. It's probably not going to have a 4 or 5 trooper response. It might be just 1 or 2. And we need those local other public safety agencies to assist us on scene. It's just the unfortunate part of being a very rural state and not having a lot of personnel out there.
With that training that you just mentioned, TIMS training, is that like a all-day thing, a 4-hour thing?
We can kind of tailor to whatever, how much time they have. Really, it's about a 4-hour training program, but it can be, you know, pared down to about 2.5-3 hours too. So, you know, the local agencies will get their continuing education credits with that. It is something that they can utilize for, I think they have to have so many hours, just like a law enforcement officer has to have every so many years.
So say the Sanborn Fire Department, maybe you do this, you offer TIMS training to all, and then they opened it up, they could hit all of our rural fire departments if they were interested in training.
Is
there a cost?
There's no cost to that. Our agency provides that for free. There really is no, there's no material that they need to purchase at all. It's all free training. I know here, I'm guessing it was probably about a year and a half ago, we did some of that training here in Valley City at the fire department.
One of the big issues that I'm hearing from the local fire, volunteer fire guys, is that the general public on 94 has no respect or very little respect for firemen out there trying to slow them down. I mean, they do what they can, and they still go by them 80 miles an hour. These guys are putting their life on the line.
It doesn't matter how many lights you have on scene. whether it's a traffic stop or whatever, you're out there on a crash, people don't pay attention. And it's just, you know, I think as we see more and more of it, is people are just more distracted and they're more in a hurry as they're trying to get places. And that's just one of the unfortunate things. And it's not always safe to be out there. And, you know, even when we're making traffic stops, it's not safe to be out there. And every year you see across the country, and even in North Dakota, where tow truck operators, fire department personnel, ambulance personnel, law enforcement are getting hit because of people doing stupid things when they're out there driving.
I agree with what these gentlemen say. If you're talking about an accident, I don't think that is anything I've ever discussed. I mean, that's always, you broadcast that to whoever's around answers. I'm talking about my guys are up in Wimbledon and they get a call down an interstate because somebody's speeding or something like that, and they have to go all the way down. And at times we've seen an HP on the way down, and we just wonder why they didn't answer. Last time it was because they didn't have our frequency in the radio. So I just want to make sure those calls get pushed to state radio too, so they hear it too also. And it could be as simple as they were on a different channel when his call went out. It's nobody's fault. I just want to make sure calls get pushed to state radio. Also, some of my guys are up in Wimbledon, Litchfield, Pillsbury, Fingal.
And from what I've heard, most of them are. I think it's still coming down to, let's just get a procedure established, and that's what we're going to follow. And if there are players in this room who don't like those procedures, get over it. We've got to start working as a team here. I'll come right out and say it. I'm perturbed. I'm perplexed.
Barnes County's on a channel. Cass is the channel. Everybody got their own channel?
You know, if you look at our radio system, we have 196 channels in our radios because we have a statewide bank for if I'm out in Watford City, I would have access to their channels. But we have two different banks in there. One is a local bank, which is just, it's 19 channels, and one's 198. But we have access to all those channels. So, yeah, Stutsman County is a separate channel. Barnes County is a separate channel. Cass County is a separate channel. You can scan, I'm not sure how many, you can scan 9, 10 channels at one time. State radio is our primary channel. So that's always going to take precedence over any other traffic that's on our radios. Where Barnes County, maybe their channel is probably the precedence. So
that's correct.
It's always scanning those channels. So like, so as long as you're in range, you have to be in range.
So if you're in Barnes County, you're going to be, whoever your officer in Barnes County is or that lives here, you're going to be scanning, he's going to be scanning all the channels where he patrols.
He'll be scanned.
He can.
Exactly. So like for our troopers that work out of our Jamestown office, which our trooper in Valley City is out of our Jamestown office. We have a Jamestown and Fargo office. They'll scan Stutsman County and Barnes County along with their state radio channels. Those are the channels that they'll scan. So our troopers in Fargo will probably scan Cass County digital channel. And then as they make their way over here, they'll start scanning Barnes County channel and maybe Stutsman County if they make it all the way over there. It does sometimes take a change in your channel bank to be able to do that. But I know our people on the Jamestown side are always scanning those channels. It's just whether or not they're close enough to hear if something's being broadcast over Barnes County. If, you know, if they're at, let's say, Windsor on I-94, they're probably not going to hear the Barnes County call. They'll hear it over state radio, but they won't hear it over Barnes County. Or you can be in Jamestown and you'll hear a call come over the Barnes County channel, but you can't respond because the dispatch center here will not hear the broadcast that we're sending back to them. It's just not a strong enough signal. So,
okay.
And I agree with you, Mike. They are getting pushed to state radio. And that's all I asked.
Yeah. And I think that's what's happening because I've heard, but I think this commission will make some decisions here shortly as how we want to handle things, because it's this commission that's in charge of dispatch, and we're going to do our best to make it right. That's probably the biggest thing this commission's got to do as far as.
You know, Barnes County is very fortunate. We got three state highways that run through the county. We have one that's right on the south edge, 46, we got interstate. We've got 200 miles of blacktop road. We've got one heck of a highway system in Barnes County. We're really fortunate. And so I think it's our responsibility, along with yours, of course, to respond to anything that's out there. That's what I'm saying. And we're going to do that. And I think if there is anything that's wrong with the procedure, and I don't think there is, as far as our dispatch is concerned, we want to make sure we're on the same page. But I don't think there is. I'm really happy with the road system we got, and I want to make sure we have a response for everything. And getting back to what Roger said, traffic control is when there's an accident, even when it's a rollover. That's important. Because I know how fast people are driving, I know how fast I drive. And I also drove a truck over the road for 7 years. And I've seen places where the traffic control, of course, this is in bigger states. I mean, there was enough traffic control there that you were slowed down 10 mile an hour when you went by that accident. And so traffic control is very important. What appears to be a minor accident and you have to get a tow truck or something out there, an ambulance, I think other law enforcement should be responding for traffic control.
And again, accidents has never been.
I understand that, Randy, but I'm also saying that, going along with what Brian has said, a reckless driver, junk on the road, whatever, is a potential accident. One night I'm coming back from Moorhead, and early morning, it was dark, and there was wood on the road, and I seen it, but I mean, I called it in. Well, it had been called in already, and somebody was coming out. But anyway, that is a potential accident.
And I agree with you, but it takes one officer to respond to that.
I understand that.
And I just wanted to make sure the closest officer got the call. That's all I'm saying, and by being pushed to state radio, which is their primary frequency, and we get it on ours.
Well, you have to get it.
Yeah.
I have always said whoever is the closest needs to respond first, or immediately, and I agree. I mean, if you're up by Wimbledon, that's a long ways away, and I also know that the PD, Valley City PD, has went out when they were close. Interstate highways, they even went out on the county road. I've also noticed you guys on the county road.
I guess let's just figure out what...
Let's figure out procedure. I call dispatch center 911, and there's a cone on Interstate 94. What are you going to do?
So if there's a call on Interstate 94, our procedure is to broadcast it on our local channel to get the closest person to respond. If there's no response, then we go to, if we see that they're going to be close or whatever, then we, or they're at home and on call, then we call state radio right away. We don't broadcast it, we call state radio right away, and then they broadcast it out and get a trooper to go. And then the trooper usually will contact us to let us know either the outcome or that they're responding.
Okay,
we always broadcast it on LEC channel, which they both get. If there's no response or they're out of position, which they let us know they're out of position, then we call state radio right away.
That's procedure. That's what we've been doing all along.
Yes, yep.
The call handling guide basically has, if somebody calls in a drunk driver, the dispatcher can go right to that page. It tells them exactly what to do. And as long as they follow exactly what is written on that page, they will be covered if anything comes down legal-wise. Carl Martinick will be able to defend them in a court of law. And he's gone through it. It's all, we're good to go. As long as you follow what is written in this book, you're going to be okay.
Captain, you got any comments you'd like to make?
What I'm hearing, ladies and gentlemen, is very similar to other areas in the state. Devil's Lake, been my home for 21 years, and that's how they do it up there. Call comes into the local PSAP, they broadcast it on the local frequency. There they don't have a county network, but they use State Radio Channel 1. Just a different number on the bank is all it is.
Sure.
Local agencies are monitoring those that are out, respond. If they don't get a response, they call State Radio. Then we'll broadcast it. Sometimes officers that are further out and might not hear that local PSAP call might hear it. So there's benefit in broadcasting it a second time. And if there's still no response and it's something that we normally are responsible for, it's in our wheelhouse, they call us out. And so what I'm hearing is very standard. It's an initial call out locally. If there's not a response or if they're not available, then they find us and we respond.
Okay.
I just want to get something figured out today because I don't want my dispatchers in the middle of the night calling and having to call the neighboring counties and troopers begging for someone to come out to help when there's an incident going on, because that has happened. Sorry guys, it has happened. Where we have had a dispatcher calling the city, other counties, a trooper begging for someone to come out and help our rural quick responder units because they can't get a hold of anybody. It has happened.
Job here today is to make sure it doesn't happen again. And we need to start working as a team. I think we've kind of established a policy here that we're going to follow. Am I wrong? Somebody correct me. This is your chance to tell me to shut up. But I think we need to, I agree with Sue, this gets solved here today as far as our procedures go.
Well, I think that I've never had a question about how HP or state radio handle things. I appreciate that you came out and talked about what you do and the processes that you do for Barnes County. And I think HP has always been Barnes County friendly. I have no doubts about that.
I mean, I worked here at Trooper for 9 years, and you know, I interned underneath Randy at the sheriff's office. So I mean, we've had a great working relationship, and the guys at the sheriff's office work with the PD. So. We've always worked together, and we want to continue to do that. And
I think just so we're all on, us, not you guys, on the same page as how we want things handled locally, and that we always keep you in the loop, and I think we are. I think that
I like it that you guys came here and kind of, it was an education too for us just to your procedures.
And just these numbers are devastating. Yeah. I know a lot of that's interstate, probably that 1,500, but that's an incredible number. And so, you know, if we add what they do and PD does, the amount of calls here probably would blow my mind.
Yeah, I'm not sure what, no.
And I'm sure we've got those numbers, but just your 1,500 this year, and with one, pretty much just one guy breezing through once in a while.
That's one trooper, and then everybody else coming here to assist as well.
Yeah.
So, Randy and I were at a crash this winter out at Oriska together, you know, and it's a team effort. So
right, that's
but it's got to be also a team effort on interstate. Yeah. That was parked halfway on interstate. Trooper in Jamestown was on it, Trooper in Jamestown was on his way to Bismarck. I think Sarah was the dispatcher, so I went out and I handled it. No big deal. I mean, as long as we know what's going and the closest one handles it, that's all I was asking from square one.
Any other comments from you gentlemen? I'll start with you guys and ask anybody any other things you can help us assist to make this a better county and a better place to be.
Well, like I said, we're, you know, North Dakota is a small state. There's not a lot of law enforcement. So we need to work together. And we're always, that's our goal as an agency. And I will continue to work with Randy and Phil at the PD here. I think one thing with state radio is that maybe the local PSAP center just knows is that their standard protocol is that if they get a call from, let's say, Barnes County, the dispatch, and they're explain there's a call for service in Barnes County, it could be whatever, they're going to ask, do you have a local unit that can respond? And if the answer is no, that's perfectly fine. The HPs will respond. It's just that let state radio know what you need.
Yeah.
And
from what I can see, that's happened.
Just let them know what they need, and if it's an HP, we're coming.